You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. It seems like I've been the cause of a lot of wash day arguments lately.
You certainly have.
Oh, but really, I don't mean...
Did you or did you not say does everything in the wash?
Well, sure. I said does is a new kind of soap for all three kinds of wash.
Oh, ridiculous. How can this one soap get grimy towels white...
And dirty work shirts clean.
And still be really safe for my fussy rayon slips and nicer colored washable?
But that's the whole idea of does. Why, you'll get lots more wear out of those rayons and nicer colored things by using this new soap. Because Dove is lots safer for those precious colors. In fact, they stay bright far longer with Dove than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know, this extra safety is important now when you want such clothes to last as long as possible.
Yes, I heard they're going to be hard to replace.
Sure, and that's why now more than ever you need the extra color care Dove gives you.
But what about my white pieces?
Say, if it's whiteness you want, Dove will suit you to a T. Because no soap made gets clothes whiter than Dove. Why, your towels and sheets will come out so gleaming white, you'll be proud of them. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than Dove gives you.
And you say it's grand for greasy overalls, too?
Why, sure. Dove will get them wonderfully clean, without any hard scrubbing, either. Why, you just tell me if you ever got cleaner clothes with so little work.
Well, this does certainly sound different, all right.
Well, of course, even the suds are different.
Well, how's that?
You find Dove makes stacks more suds in your machine. Suds that build up faster and last longer. So treat yourself to a new kind of wash day with this really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for Dove, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now the Goldbergs. His whole sense of security uprooted by his contradictory feelings, Sammy finally listened to his friend Mikey and asked Emma to leave. Now, this simple act is deeper than what shows on the surface. For Emma has artfully and deliberately involved herself in Sammy's life. And Sammy, stirred by his feelings, unable to think clearly, has been drifting down the path of Emma's intentions. Mikey tried to convince Sammy that every false act that Sammy excused was proof of Emma's selfish and self-centered character. But when no argument would sway Sammy, Mikey got him to promise that at least he would ask Emma to leave for a while. Sammy asked her, and she said no. Now it's morning of the next day, and there is news in the offing.
Morning, everybody. Who went for last night's mail?
Sammy, who went for last night's mail?
I don't know, Pa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
Who is it? That's nobody.
Do you want your breakfast now, Sammy?
Emma, did you think about what I said last night?
No, because there was nothing to think about.
Who saw my blue tie?
Jake, I saw your blue tie. I'm giving you a blue tie. What's this got to do with a blue tie?
If you ask me to leave because you don't love me, then I would go. You love me, Sammy. Why should I go away? Because I don't please Mikey?
No. No, because I want a little time to think.
No, that's not your reason, no.
I don't love you, Emma. I want you to go. Come on, let's get out. We can't talk.
I have to fix the breakfast.
Ma, I'm going for the mail. Emma's going to walk down with me. She'll bring it back.
Where are you going, Sammy?
I'll be right back, Pa.
What?
Emma, come on.
Why don't you ask your mother if I should leave?
Come on.
Well, don't pull me. I'm
come
going.
On, please.
Sammy! Sammy went out, Jake. He said he was going out. He went out.
Oh. I didn't shave this morning. How do I look?
Very well. Why didn't you shave?
Was the water hot?
I told you, Jake, our hot water schedule has changed.
All right. I'm not complaining. Don't give me a big breakfast. Just coffee and toast.
Couple eggs?
Neither.
Don't want your cereal?
Cooked.
No.
Flakes?
Dry.
Prunes?
I can't give you prunes.
Why not?
Just today I don't have prunes.
Orange juice?
I'll scream.
Never mind.
But, Jake, why are you so vice-versa this morning?
Because if you ask Emma a question already, why didn't you get an answer?
Because the answer was sufficient for me. That's why. I asked her, do you like my gulzat? Huh?
Mike Matruchak.
Mike Matruchak? I'll go see. How does Mike run? Maybe the baby's not well. Excuse me. I'll give you breakfast in a minute. What is this, Mike?
The mail? So what, are you holding it?
So, letter for Sammy.
From who?
Here.
You're going to sit and bite your nails, Molly.
So it came, Jake. At last, it's here.
All right, Molly.
So, the war came to us, Jake. Here in my kitchen.
It was always with us, Molly.
Always? No, Jake. For us, it was a nightmare in the newspapers. It was far away. It was a moving picture we were seeing that made us laugh or cry. But when we came home, Jake, it was our house and our barn.
It was with us before the letter, Molly.
The war came to us, Jake. It came with a stamp on it.
Molly, look at me. Who should know better than you that a heartache 1,000 miles away breaks our hearts here?
Would that I could go, Jake. Why should I and you and we, after all, Jake?
This war isn't just between an army on our side and an army on their side. It's the people on our side against the fascists on their side. That's all.
If there's people on our side, why can't we too, Jake? We with our hands and our flesh, too. Why should it be the young ones? Why should it only be Sammy and Mike?
It's us, too, Molly. For us, it's harder to stay behind the lines than to be in front of them.
I'm just coming. Give me the letter.
Here.
Come to the kitchen. Come to the kitchen. I'll take myself together.
Oh, lay down, Sporty. Lay down. Ma?
Yes? I'll be right in, Sammy.
Emma, you have to leave. We have to give ourselves a chance.
What kind of a chance do I need? Sammy, the smallest crumb I get from you is more than I expect. Why should I have to leave?
Because I need the time. I need the chance to think. I have to find out what I am and what I want and what we... Yes, you and I both have to expect from each other. Emma, I don't know what I feel now. I can't make any sense out of my feelings.
And if I stay, does that keep you from thinking?
Yes.
Then why think at all? Sammy, don't bother to think about your feelings when you have them. Let your feelings think for you.
No. We're young, Emma. I'm young and you're young. There's so much of life ahead. A life that's bigger and more complete than just the affection I have for you. We're like two children standing at the doorway. We've never been out of the house our parents built for us. I want to be sure where I'm going. I don't want to make a mistake now. I don't want you to make one either. That's why you have to leave. For a while, at least. We have to be apart until we know that the next time we come together, it's for the rest of our lives. Or else we shouldn't come together at all.
Let me stay, Sammy.
No, I can't, Emma. You mustn't. You shouldn't. I have to leave or you have to leave so that we can choose each other freely if we choose each other at all. Well, it's impossible for me to leave.
But, Sammy, everything can be as it is.
Well, Ma? Ma, Emma wants to tell you something.
Later. Later, Emma.
No, Ma, it's...
A letter came for you, Sammy.
Yes, Sammy.
It's about time.
When do you leave, Sammy?
In a few days.
Sammy has waited a long time for this hour, waiting for his application to be passed on and his orders to come through. Just how this will affect his private life that includes Emma is something that she and not he is going to settle. And she tries. You know, it's bad enough to have a lot of dishes to wash every day. There's no need to make matters worse by using those halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are out of date now that new Dove's is here. Yes, Dove's, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Why, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands the extra care you get with Dove's. Yet you've never used a soap that gets dishes clean faster. Dove's cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, just let those busy suds tell you how really new and different Dove's is. Try it today. Dove's has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove's, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.